在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama today sought to further distance himself from comments by his former pastor, the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, Obama calling some of Wright's racially tinged remarks appalling. Speaking in North Carolina today, Obama said he strongly disagrees with a number of Wright's positions, including comments that perhaps the U.S. government played a role in the spread of the AIDS virus. He admitted his association with Wright has hurt his campaign.
Obviously, whatever relationship I had with Reverend Wright has changed as a consequence of this. I don't think that he showed much concern for me. More importantly, I don't think he showed much concern for what we are trying to do in this campaign.
Wright added to the controversy by continuing to defend his remarks at an appearance at the National Press Club yesterday. Republican presidential hopeful John McCain called for more competition in the individual insurance market as a way to help control the spiraling cost of health care, NPR Scott Horsley reports.
John McCain wants to overhaul the nation's health care system so more people buy their own insurance rather than getting it at work or going without. During a campaign visit to a Florida cancer center, McCain said families are in the best position to shop for their own health care needs.
Families are informed about medical choices. They are more capable of making their own decisions, less likely to choose the most expensive and often unnecessary options, and are more satisfied with their choices.
McCain has proposed tax credits to subsidize the private insurance and letting customers shop for insurance across state lines. Critics say that would be fine for young, healthy people, but provide little protection for the sick and elderly. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Tampa.
At a Rose Garden news conference today, President Bush acknowledged what he called very difficult economic times and accused Congress of dragging its feet on solutions. NPR's John Itzty has more.
President Bush declined to characterize the economy as being in recession, but he said Americans are understandably anxious about issues from gas and food prices to mortgage and tuition bills. On gasoline prices, he offered no new solutions, but repeated his long-standing call for oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which Congress has blocked on environmental grounds.
This is a litmus test issue for many in Congress. Somehow, if you mention ANWR, it means you don't care about the environment. Well, I'm hoping now people, when they say ANWR, means you don't care about the gasoline prices that people are paying.
Asked about Senator John McCain's proposal for a gas tax holiday between Memorial Day and Labor Day, Mr. Bush said he was open to discussing any ideas, but declined to endorse the proposal. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 39 points today to close at 12,831. The Nasdaq gained a point. The S&P was down 5 points. This is NPR. In Zimbabwe, police have released nearly 200 people who were arrested last week in a raid on opposition party headquarters. The releases come 1 month after a vote in a disputed presidential election there. Independent observers have maintained the opposition candidate defeated longtime leader Robert Mugabe, however they also say it appears he did not secure the outright majority needed to avoid a runoff election. President Bush today called on neighboring countries to exert pressure on Mugabe. Zimbabwe's Electoral Commission this week finished a recount of 23 disputed parliamentary seats, so its expected final verification may take several days. Federal judge has given the Bush administration until May 15th to decide whether the polar bear deserves a place on the federal endangered species list. The ruling is a victory for activists who sued after the government missed several listing deadlines. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Because they are gigantic and because they live on ice sheets that may be shrinking due to climate change, polar bears are widely viewed as a symbol of the threat global warming poses to the world's wildlife. Last fall, federal scientists predicted that two-thirds of the world's polar bears could be gone by the year 2050. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has missed several deadlines for deciding if the polar bear should be listed. But in her ruling, U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin wrote that the service offered, quote, no specific facts to justify these delays. Meanwhile, in Canada, a government panel has ruled that while the polar bear is at risk, it is not in immediate danger of extinction. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures ended the day lower today. The intermonth contract for benchmark crude was down $3.12 a barrel to settle at $115.63 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.